forward to this page, I press this button, and where'd that go? It disappeared? Is it on this page? It's no, where'd it go? Here we go. It's on this page. And I refresh there, and I go to the top, and I press this at the top here. Here we go.
60. 59, this is a countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 55, 54, this continues to be a countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
I'm going to see if I can finish my gumbo by the time you finish counting.
48, you're listening to the countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
It's not me, it's that guy.
44, 43, this is the continued countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 39,
I wonder how he does it the same way.
37, you're listening to the countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 33, 32, as you're listening to the countdown to the 29 Mason show. 28, 27, this 26, of course, the 25, to the Slade and Mason show. 23, 22, we continue 21, now with the countdown 20, to the Slade 19, and Mason show. 18, 17, stand by 16, as we are 15, now delivering the countdown 14, to the Slade 13, and Mason show. 12, 11,
yes,
10, this is our countdown 9, to the Slade
does it have
and
okra
Mason
in it?
7, 6,
no.
5,
oh,
4,
God,
go,
no.
3,
oh,
2,
whatever.
1,
there we go.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Yeah, we need that first show.
I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, good morning, Mr. Slade.
Good morning. Oh, Mr. Mason. See, that's what happens when you try to eat gumbo in like 30 seconds. welcome to Sunday.
Sunday, January 30th.
Maple Grove Dragway.
Rispy Bark. January 30th. 2022.
The first month of the year is already shot to hell.
Jiminy crickets. I can't believe it. No, I got one more day, and then it's the shortest day, month of the year, excuse me. Yeah. February.
Yeah, well, you know, again, February is, of course, consistent. You know, it's the shortest month of the year, mm-hmm. which is why it's also Black History Month.
Yeah. And Breast Awareness Month.
It is also.
I'm quite aware of breasts, let me tell you.
The month okay. of love yeah. for Valentine's Day, also in the shortest month of the year, since yep. most relationships are very, very short in nature.
we are
still averaging a 50% divorce rate in this country. You know that, don't you?
I'm well aware of that. Anyway, this is the Slade and Mason show. It's all about you and us, and it's like a radio program where we share with you new stories and things we see throughout the week. It's our take on it. Basically, we're saying things you're thinking, but you never hear on the radio. We're just having fun. Don't take it too seriously and enjoy. All the music we'll listen to tell you otherwise is brought to you by Dana Music. Dana Music, look at the link in the description. You'll find out more about that. Don't forget to check that picture from Instagram from 2016. And if you're liking what you're listening to, well, wow, that's too bad. But anyway, if you do or enjoy what you're listening to, subscribe, hit the thumbs up button, tell friends and people you know, send a link over to people. And as always, we're brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. We'll talk about that a little later at the break. Mr. Slade.
Yes, sir.
What up?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, if nothing's going on, then we'll just. Bye, everybody.
That was a great show,
man. Woo-hoo! All right.
All right. I guess we won't get raised for that one.
No, nothing on that one. All right. Hey,
you're going to ask me a question.
I'm going to ask you a question. And this pertains specifically to today.
Okay.
All right. Let me bring this back up because I had to turn this down. Mr. Slade, Do you by some chance, some miracle of miracles, some magical flux of life, would you possibly have a Sunday morning rant?
Believe it or not, Mr. Mason, I do.
Ooh.
And it, you know, and I actually came up with this, and it's really sad that it took me this long to come up with it.
Mm.
I got to tell you, I am a very, very private person, as are you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily like people prying into my business and asking lots of questions about me and wanting to know about me because...
Look, I just need to know your P.O. box so I can get you the hoodie, okay? That's the only reason
I
asked you.
Right.
So back off, man. So, back off.
So, you know...
I wasn't trying to be a driver.
I have been told... Oh, my. Yeah. I have been told that because of the job that I have, that I have a bit of celebrity.
Mm.
I don't understand it. I just think I got a cool job.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing that bothers me. Listen, I don't want everybody and their brother to know all my business. And I really think that we need to get away from all this celebrity centricity that we have got. We are just so fascinated with every time a celebrity farts that it's like, it's ridiculous. People Magazine is just making billions of dollars just reporting on people who are just human beings who have very cool jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last year, let's see here. Who do we have who's been busted? Bruno Mars.
Mm.
All right. Let's see here. You know, you can't forget Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm. He should here. Just have a camera stuck in front of his face 24/7.
Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber. Khloe Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the problem is Blac Chyna. Mm-hmm. You know, Winona Ryder. Look, these people are just, they are just human beings like you and I. And because they have exceptionally cool, visible jobs,
mm-hmm.
when they do something, it becomes magnanimous. And it shouldn't, because they're just living their lives like everybody else.
Yeah.
It just happens that their lives are spotlighted on cameras and videos everywhere.
Yeah. Who was it? Drew Barrymore, when she was coming out with her firstborn. Well, she went in for the sonogram.
Right.
She was holding up. She was walking out of the doctor's office with the sonogram in hand. It hit all over the news. She's pregnant.
Okay.
And she didn't even have a chance to go home and tell her own husband.
I mean, you know, and then, and see, because of, like, the rock and roll industry has tons and tons and tons of horror stories of guys who, you know, they were biggest in the world. And it's like, you know, because of circumstances, they fell into a hole of bad luck.
Yeah.
Some of them ended up dying. I mean, but the thing of it is that we are brought along with every step of their fall from grace. And it's like, and man, that would crush me. I really would not want anybody to sit up and hold a mirror as I am just crashing and burning.
Yeah.
And I know that these people, because they've got millions of dollars, they're supposed to be able to just lap it off. But that stuff hurts. It gets to you if you've got any kind of humanity to you. You got to realize that when somebody makes a mistake, they know they've made a mistake. They really didn't need to have 350 million people know they made a mistake.
True.
And we have got to get away from, this is one of the reasons that our kids are stupid, because they're more concerned about Justin Bieber than they are about the world affairs. It's because we're not paying attention to the right things, because the media is telling us, this is what you need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Do you know, I am one of the few radio shows in the nation that does not do celebrity news. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's their business. That's what they do. That's why you have Entertainment Tonight. That's why you have that other show that exposed Donald Trump. You know, again, that's why you have People Magazine. And, I mean, you know, and In Focus and all this. Because everybody is so damn nosy, and that's why we're a problem is. We don't spend enough time minding our own business.
Hmm.
This, you can tell that this has got me really riled up, Dan, because
just a little bit.
Like I said, and this is, I came upon this epiphany this week because, you know, I voice track for a radio station that does classic hits. And when I take a look at my prep stuff of all the classic hit artists that we use, you know, again, whether it's Eric Clapton, who, of course, was big into heroin, big druggie, and he finally turned himself around, or whether it was Leonard Skinner, who had probably the most traumatic experience as a band, losing most of the members just absolutely tragically. Those that didn't get killed in plane crashes, they ended up having heart attacks.
Yeah.
The Allman Brothers Band. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And, you know, when Meatloaf died, I was waiting for somebody to start talking about how fat he was.
Yeah.
I really was, because that's all that they could ever remember, that he was fat and sweaty.
True.
I mean, really, I'm like, wow. You know,
well, maybe I think Roy Orbison had it right. Put the sunglasses on as you perform. Take them off when you go out in public. No one knows who the heck you are.
Exactly.
That was brilliant.
But I mean, you know, but the thing of it is that, you know, everybody has got skeletons and bones in their closet that they don't necessarily need for everybody to know about, but they are. And unfortunately, it's because, like I say, you know what I did? All I did was went to Google and I punched in celebrity misbehaviors since 2020. And man, it just comes up list after list after list after list after list. And, you know, like I say, years ago in this little town I used to live in, the newspaper, the daily newspaper, and they had a daily, but they would put everything in the paper. You know, it's like if you went to court, if you got a, you had a bad check, you know, it's like it's all up in there and your name's all up in there and such. And I thought, wow. Man, no, I don't need this kind of scrutiny. And that's exactly why I stay to myself. My circle is small and they are people that I relate to and are into the same things that I am into. And that way it's like there's nobody feeling all that they ought to snitch on me and go to some reporter and talked about, well, you know what I did at JD's house?
Oh, did he do that?
Yeah. Listen, you know, here's the funny thing about it, Dan. For 50 years, I was as legal as it could be. And, you know, and I only had one or two scares of almost getting caught.
And those were when you were
now that it's fine and legal, man, it's like I feel like a visionary. I was a visionary. I knew that it was going to happen. And I knew it was going to happen in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
You were a pothead.
Yes, sir. Right next to the Doritos and French onion dip. But anyway, my rant concludes with the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, you know, people are people. And we've all got our skulls and bones, man. You know, again, if half the stuff that I've done ever came to light, I would probably be thrown under jail.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I just don't think we need to know that much about celebrities. You know, again, he's got a new movie. She's got a new record. They've got a new video. That's all I need to know. I don't care who they're screwing. I don't care where they go to the bathroom. I don't care about any of that other stuff. I don't care that they got ticketed for speeding. I don't care if they got busted for snorting cocaine. That doesn't matter to me because that's not my business. Ladies and gentlemen, I will leave you with this very, very, very sound bit of advice. Remember, if someone turned the cameras around on you every day you lived, every minute that you were in public, could you pass the scrutiny? I very seriously doubt it because I know I can't. I know I can't. You know, again, because it's like I would be hurling F-bombs all over the place. And that would make me look like a bad person instead of the family-oriented guy that I am.
All right, to that lady at Walmart that I walked in front of you, I apologize. I didn't mean to cut in your line. You were moving so damn slow. I didn't know what to do. You were just.
But you see, leads us to.
Yeah.
This is what leads us to all these other things, because like I say, I mean, number one, I'm not going to make not $1 off of their story.
Nope.
Not one. I am not going to have anything to do with how they get out of jail. And if they get out of jail, I know I'm not going to have the same advantages that they had because they got a really cool job.
True.
And that's what it comes down. It's a really cool job that gives you lots of exposure, but that doesn't make you any better or any different or any more angelic. So, you know, again, stop making celebrities into demagogues. They're human beings with all the foils and foibles and whose breath stink in the morning just like everybody else's does.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
The end. All right. So, stinking of breath and morning and everything, there's this Florida man who.
News from Florida. Florida.
He was arrested this past week at the Cape Coral Waffle House. That's right. The Waffle House, of all things. Martin Jose Alvarez is accused of yelling and screaming and getting very abusive. And resisting arrest, from officers and throwing racial slurs. Never mind. No comment on that one. Apparently, he was stinking drunk, and he was arrested. Apparently, he was upset because, he was upset because they didn't cook the bacon the way he wanted it done. Oh gosh. Resisting arrest and threatening him with, yeah, so he's being held
in Florida.
Yeah, so there you go. There's your a Florida man story. We'll be posting that up there. Now, you mentioned
hey partner, wait a minute. Before you go, it's like I got to tell you one more thing about post rank. Okay. Listen, you know, and you can tell which celebrities have made it and which ones are still straddling the fence by their mugshots. The ones that have made it, their mugshots look like, hey, glamour photos. The ones that haven't made it, well, they look like me.
They look a little greasy.
Yeah, hair is all knotted and such. You know? It's like, yeah, you don't have all that pretty foundation on and such. I just looked at this one chick, Jessica Janelle Evans. Mm. Wow. Yeah, that's not the same person.
Oh, my gosh. Who is the, another story about this guy went into, I can't remember the name of the place. Okay, so first off, if you go in and you, I forget, one of those shake places or Ernest Julio's or whatever, I forget the name of the places. But anyway, the guy went in, he ordered two drinks and he says, look, I need this slushy without, I know it's called the peanut butter bomb or something like that, but please don't put any peanut butter in it because my son is allergic to peanut butter. I don't know if you heard this story. So,
no.
So, okay. Look, you got these 14 to 17 year old kids making you the peanut butter bomb. And my kid is allergic to peanut butter. You know what the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to check that drink to make sure they really listened. Because if he's got a condition, I'm not giving that drink to him. Nope.
That is unless you're tired of that one.
Nope. Here's what he did. He took the two drinks, gave the drink to his son, and of course the son started, you know, having conditions and started choking. And
yeah, sure.
He had to give him the EpiPen. It wasn't working. Had to dial 911. So, what would a rational human being do at that point? Yes, you would abandon your son. Run back into the store, start screaming and yelling and asking to speak with the person who made the drink. And then
while your son is dying,
while your son's going, so then he's screaming, yelling, and then he threatens them and throws the drink across the way and hits one of the kids and then tries to get back into the inside the store, back where the employees sit. So, shocker, the guy's been arrested.
The kid dies.
The kid was taken to the hospital. He did require that he went in, you know, like emergency room. So he really was choking. But stay with the kid. Stay with the kid. You stupid, ignorant father. Meanwhile, he's throwing expletives and calling them racial slurs and you know, go back to your country. And I'm just like, you know, dude, you know. Anyway, and that was not a Florida man. That was actually some guy in the Midwest somewhere. But anyway,
but another SWP, I can bet you.
It was. That I will tell you. So you mentioned you got gumbo going on, and I told you before we started, I would love to make gumbo, but I would be the only person eating it. So
then that would be just the way it would be. You would be the only one eating it, but it would be good.
Yeah, but see, it's like I got four others here. None of the four will eat it because it's too weird.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for them.
Yeah, there you go. But for instance, like I made use of Christmas? We had the ham, I think it was. We had a ham. And I saved the ham bone. And I went ahead and I made bean soup.
Ham bone.
Jeez, you are such a waste. I love it.
Not yet.
So
give me a couple hours.
I got, 15 beans, soaked them, put them in the thing, in the crock pot, and cooked them overnight. Man, it was so good. And nobody ate it. Nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted to try it. So what did I do? Fine. I'm eating it. I put them into plastic bags. I put, 8 ounces each. Put them in the freezer. I just pop one out each time and nuke it all I want. But I'm like, at what age do kids change their eating habits? I guess they become like 25 or something. I don't know.
Here's the thing. It's like you have the problem that a lot of parents have.
Yeah.
You have what are known as finicky eaters.
Yes.
Now, in my neighborhood, what they are called are real pains in the ass.
Yeah, I was never a finicky eater. There's food on the table? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
I was taught it's on the table. You eat it. Yep. You don't eat it. You don't eat.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. But, lots of SWPs raise their children to, I don't want that. I don't like that. Can I have something out there? Okay, baby. It's like, or when they go to someplace and they raise a lot of hell because they don't want what's on the menu. Mm-hmm. You know what? Raise all the hell you want because it's like, I'm eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll make things and they're just kind of like.
Cultural differences.
So, and that's the other thing. People are like, well, why don't you make. I'm saying, no, I'm not. I'm not wasting food. I'm not wasting food. And I can't eat the exact same thing for 9 months straight. I need
some
variety.
The difference between you and I.
Yeah.
Listen, oh, I know I am a creature of habit.
I know you
can. I can eat the same thing day after day after day after day after day after day because all I'm worried about is getting enough nutrients in me to keep me going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really that choosy about it because, again, number one, it's all food and it's all going to turn into doo-doo after a while. I just bring up the obvious things.
That's
great.
So when you do doo-doo, you don't you're
oh God! Here goes the show right in the toilet.
No, you brought up something I want to talk about. Apparently, there is a list. It's called. Let me get to the right page here. It's called Brat.
Schindler's List, right?
It's called Brat. So if you get an upset stomach and you get diarrhea, you're supposed to follow the Brat diet. It's called. Now, and they say. They want to, fiber can actually exacerbate the problem. So you don't want to have diarrhea. So what you do is you follow the Brat diet as recommended by this Dr. Jessica Ball, MSRD. She's a dietitian. Okay. Her first thing out of her mouth is avoid fiber. Are you with me so far? Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you so far, man.
So when you have diarrhea, drink water. Here are the four foods she recommends. Number one, bananas. What is the second ingredient in a banana? It's fiber.
It's a banana. Fiber. Yes, sir.
Number two, rice.
Hold on.
What? Where'd you go? Oh, he had to run away. Number two, rice, which is also can be fibery, unless you do the white rice. But of course, she's a dietitian, so she'll probably tell you not to have that. And then there's applesauce, which is fiber, water, and sugar. And then there's toast, which is fiber. So I'm like, I don't get where this lady came. This was like a news, 100,000 people over. Oh, this is the best thing ever. Oh, and then they recommend a peanut butter, banana, cinnamon toast. Peanut butter is also fiber.
But now, wait a minute. If you eat enough peanut butter, you will get stopped up. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
That's the fiber that's the fiber getting stopped up. It's not a protein getting stopped up. There's a difference.
Oh.
So you don't want to eat too much banana. You don't
want to
eat too much peanut butter.
I want you to listen to my partner because he does research on this. It's like he wants to know what's going on.
I
want to
know where this dietitian showed up from because I'm sick and tired of this.
Hey, I got something for you.
What do you got?
Ready?
Go.
Listen. Diarrhea.
I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. All right. Hold on.
I'm not hearing. I thought it was like I'm listening to a heartbeat or something. What do we got?
No, you're not listening to a heartbeat. I don't have you set up.
Oh, by the way, what did you think of that recording I sent you?
Oh, man. That was boss. We'll talk about that in just a second.
Yeah.
Here's what I have for you.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Yeah. Get some Pepto-Bismol. Pepto-Bismol. Coat soothes and relaxes.
The fact that somebody actually sat in a room and said, hey, guys, listen, this is the jingle I got.
What I got?
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Can you do that in a G chord? Because I think I can match that. That'd be great. Michael, can you get on the drums?
Diarrhea. I heard, and there was another one. Wait a minute, hold on. There was another one that's on Facebook.
Try new Pepto Liquid Caps.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea.
All right, modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, okay, so. We're playing. It's an older song by Travis Tritt. It's modern day Bonnie and Clyde. It's got a nice little bump to it. And let me see. Wait a minute.
And I just happened to turn on the radio and heard the tail end. Yeah.
Dan gives me this call. It's like, he's like, man, hey, that's a ripoff.
It is.
Like, what are you talking about? He's like, man, that's a ripoff. It's like, you mean you haven't heard? I'm like, no, I haven't. But hold on a second. Do you have it handy there?
I think I can get this pulled up because I get so angry that I'm like, how can they get away? I'm going to put it over here so it doesn't interfere with our thing. Here we go. Here we go. All right, here we go. This is, I think.
Now, hold on before you start.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, let's say it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, before we start, I want you to keep in mind that George Harrison, back in 1974, I think, ended up paying a lot of money to Phil Spector because his song, My Sweet Lord, sounded too much like He's So Fine, you know? So I want you to listen to this and tell me that these are not the very same songs.
And the other, and you mentioned that as well, because there was also, what was that song that came out about 1990s? We'll talk about that in a little bit. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play this. This is, I'll just let it roll.
Well, it's a long way to Richmond, rolling off on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun. And a pistol by my side. Tearing down that highway like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
There is a long way to run. But he's on my mind. Evelyn Morris,
they didn't even try to hide it. I mean, it's the exact same fucking song.
Now, again, Superstition was released in 1972 or 73. Yeah. Long Way to Richmond, Modern Day Bonnie and Clyde was, I think, 91. So I have gone ahead and said, I said to Stevie Wonder, Stevie, if you decide you want to pursue this, you just come on to me and we'll contribute our contribution to your proof that Travis Tritt is a thief and he stole your song and stole the music out of it. Even though there's only 8 notes to a scale, you can't have him sound that doggone close.
Yeah.
Because that's as close as He's Still Fine and My Sweet Lord.
And what was the one from, dagnabbit, I want to say, hold on. I have to do some reverse engineering here. You talk about
it. Okay. Well, while he's looking for the prop. I can't believe that you know, again, that nobody has even come up with it and thought about it and listened that carefully to it. But my partner did, because he's got nothing else to do with his life.
As soon as I heard that, I said, wait a minute, this is the same flipping song. Oh, what was it? Blurred Lines. By Robin Thicke.
That was like
splitting hairs, and he got in trouble for that one. That was splitting hairs, and he got in trouble. This one is so blatant. I'm like, how do you get away with that? And the only thing I did was I changed the pitch down by 5%. That's still Stevie Wonder, man. I don't care.
You don't admit that, because that damages our case. The defense will be going, oh, wait, look, no, they adjusted it. It's not the same.
It's the same tempo. It's the same fucking song.
Like I said, we will end up being, we will be the richest podcast in America.
There we are, pressing the black man again. There you go, pressing the black man.
Don't touch that. Not that there's any dial, but we'll be right back with the Slade and Mason Show.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, nonsense, coming, it's diarrhea. Try new Pepto Bismol.
In history, January 30th, 1648. The 80 Years' War is over, the Treaty of Munster and Osnabrück is signed, ending the conflict between the Netherlands and Spain. It took about, it was 80 years long. 1806, the Lower Trenton Bridge, spanning between Morrisville, Pennsylvania and Trenton, New Jersey, is open today. And as much as it is today as it was back then, many have said, as they come from Morrisville, Pennsylvania, what is that smell? 1847, the California renamed Yerba Buena into San Francisco. Yeah, I just can't see Tony Bennett singing I Left My Heart in Yuba Breno. It just doesn't work. And finally, 1969, the Beatles' last performance live on the roof of the Apple Records in London is broken up by police due to the impromptu concert. See? And you thought it was Yoko that broke up the Beatles. I'm Dan Mason, and that's January 30th.
Don't waste your time going to Mackey's or Brimley's. You'll wind up having to go to the dunny for 20 minutes after eating. Their meat can be a dead dodgy. Plus, you'll be risking needing to take a sickie. If you're looking to get your evening tea, you need to set your eyes on a Joey Burger from Pouchy's, fresh from the outback. At Pouchy's, we don't like to call them roadkill. We like to call it nature's reclamation. We have spotters all throughout Australia, spotting a downed boomer or flyer within moments of getting hit by a Yuri. The roos are dropped into a giant-sized stubby holder packed with ice, and then add to our facility for processing. The meat is lean, delicious, and really good for you. So if you're ready for the best tasting burger that'll have you returning to us faster than a twice chucked boomerang, come on down to Pouchy's for an amazing Joey Burger. Fresh from the road? Come on down to Pouchy's. You'll be glad you did.
couché sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un indien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson. Limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. Today, que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera. C'est marre à tout casser, l'évier, le bar me laissant seul comme un grand connard. Le pied dans le plat. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi.
We didn't start the fire.
That's great.
It's
perfect.
Roll over Beethoven. Roll over Beethoven.
Roll over Beethoven. Listen to yourself. Turn world over the zombie. Don't disturb the zombie.
And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
We didn't start the fire.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, that was...
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and aeroplanes, and Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world service. Don't need. Don't deserve your own needs. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
In the world as we know. Anyway, that is Sa Plan Pour Moi by the Plastic Bertram Band.
Start the fire in Japanese.
from 1977. That is a French band. That was their one hit wonder. It's considered punk. And it translates as everything's going well for me, but literally it's a local colloquialism. It is gliding for me. Like, hey, life is good. Life is good.
That's right up next to I Want to Be Sedated, right?
Yeah, that song I've been searching for that song for a while. I've heard it like once or twice on the radio. And anyway, so I've always wanted to find an opportunity to play it, and we're playing that today for our little French friends because today is National Croissant Day.
Oh, croissant.
Croissant. Yeah. Not croissant. Can't have a croissant.
No. No, it's a croissant.
Croissant.
You have to,
right.
It's got a French derivation to it.
Yeah, croissant. there was a YouTube video that went viral, I guess is the term for it, where the kid comes downstairs and dad is a very traditional French, you know, right off the boat. They're there in the kitchen and they're here in America and the girl's coming downstairs. She's talking. She's croissant, dad. And he's like, he like completely freaks out on the girl. Says, "All right, so are there any croissants left or no?" It was pretty funny. But it may have, All right. This portion of the Slade Mason Show is brought to you. So go eat a croissant today. Now, you know what would be just delicious with a croissant? That would be something from Icy Something Icy Treats. See what
I want to see how you tie that one in, boy.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, if you want to have the croissant and you put this on the side of it, and it was just like crunchy and sweet and savory. And what is Icy Something Icy? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. The answer is that Icy Something Icy is a big, huge red food truck that is not filled with food, per se. It is filled with ice. And what my buddy Sheila and her husband Al do is they take these blocks of ice and they put them to these Italian shredders, not French shredders, Italian shredders, and they will shave the ice so it comes down like a flow of soft, fluffy puffiness. And then they put their flavorings on top of it, and you could put a croissant on the side, or you could do the gummy bears. You can squirt it with some sour sweets. It's really a nice treat. We're going to be doing that after April, when they get back online. That means you only have a few months left to reach out to them at 804-617-8827. And the reason you want to reach out to them is because you may have a fundraiser or a birthday party. There might be a corporate event where you want to get some like team building going on. You want to get everybody together. This is awesome. The flavors are amazing. I like the pina colada. I like the
if you like the pina colada,
that was going to happen. The vanilla orange, it tastes like a creamsicle, which is just, oh my gosh. And then they have the coconut with the chocolate glaze on top. Oh God. Anyway, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827, or you can visit their website at www.icyesomethin.
Leave off the G for goodness sake.
icey.com. Or you can visit them on Instagram, Facebook. They're everywhere. Or you can do icsomethingicy@gmail.com. But give Sheila a call, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827. You'll be glad you did.
Ah, I knew it was coming. Yeah, I just waited for you. That's it. That was it.
So,
all right.
So you think Stevie Wonder has a chance? I think he's got a pretty good chance. That is.
Hey, listen, if he comes to us, it's like, hey, we brought this up. This, you know, we get that bird dog fee, man.
Man, I'm telling you. Oh, speaking of dogs, have you been keeping on top of that story about the they found a, well, they're not sure what they found. They don't know. They don't know. It was, this woman was hearing this whimpering. She saw some footprints and she came across what she thought was a dog. Well, maybe she's not sure it was a dog, but it was in Mount Pleasant Township Shelter in Pennsylvania, and they're just referring to it as a creature. And the reason being is because it kind of looks like a dog, but it kind of looks like it might be a coyote, and they're not sure what it is, but they brought it in. It was obviously suffering from mange because almost all the fur was gone. It was greatly, you know, underweight. So they started feeding it. They, you know, kept distance from it because, you know, it could have rabies. But in any event, they took some blood out. They were getting DNA testing. It's going to take a few weeks to find out. And Thursday morning, they went to go check on the animal. And apparently the dog had, or animal, we'll call it animal, had chewed its way through the rubber seal surrounding the window and pushed its way through and tore through the screen and disappeared into the night. So they're asking people with trail cameras to keep your eye out around their homes. 37-pound animal. They weren't sure. Again, they're not sure if it was a dog. But anyway, that's what's going on around there. Speaking of animals. So yeah, that was I don't know why it takes a couple of weeks to get the DNA back. That's really weird. But
well, you know,
if it were a person, be back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I have to tell you something that, you know, it's disturbing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I am a proud gun owner.
Okay.
My gun's locked in a safe. And of course, you
is
know,
it,
again,
is it an auto, is it a revolver? Is it a like a
it is a 44 long barrel. It is a 44 caliber long barrel.
That's a revolver.
And and the bullets that I use are with they are hollow points.
Ooh, I thought those were illegal.
So, like I say, the bullets I use are hollow points.
I thought they were.
So was smoking dope.
Oh,
so was smoking dope before last year. But anyway,
well, you were allowed to have hollow points at one time, but you're not allowed to buy them now. So there you go.
I have my supply.
Okay.
And of course, a hollow point bullet means that when it goes in at like a quarter of an inch in diameter.
Yeah.
And when it comes out the other side, it's like 5 inches.
Yeah.
It just blows you wide
open. Way. Yes.
Yeah. But the problem I'm having is that, you know, as a responsible gun owner, I listen to that radio station, you know, where the sugary drinks every morning. That's what I wake up to.
Mm-hmm.
And I will guarantee you every morning I wake up, I'm going to hear about five people who were shot dead in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe another six that were injured
mm-hmm.
from gun violence.
Yeah.
They had a school here in Virginia a couple of weeks ago where the kid had one of those ghost guns.
Yeah. Ignorant than I am, I had to go research that to figure out what that was all about.
Ah, see, again, I mean, it's, you know, they're legal.
In Virginia, they're legal.
But, yes. But the problem is that, you know, again, the problem with ghost guns is that they have no serial numbers. They're not traceable.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the case of this kid, mm-hmm. it's like he went through a spree, started shooting, broke the gun down, and had it in his pocket when they caught him.
Yep. In pieces.
You know, again, first off, you're going to have to do away with ghost guns.
Wait. How did he get into the building?
He's a student.
Yeah, but wait. My understanding is you can't get into schools without going through the metal detector.
Well, not every school has metal detectors anymore, and a lot of them pull them down. As a matter of fact, the school had also dropped the resource officers. I mean, which, you know, and I'm not understanding that, because when I was in school, I didn't have to worry about a cop standing in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't happen.
Yeah.
As parents, they were more responsible to make sure that we were not going to be taking our anger. If we took on a fight, it was with our dukes, man. It's like, and you got your ass beat and it was over and that was it.
Yep.
Nobody came back and decided to kill you.
I know.
And if we don't turn the tide of violence around, I mean, it's like, you know, we may have to go to puritanical times before this is all over with. You just wipe everything off, and this is how it's going to be. You are going to go to church on Sunday. You're going to go to the social on Sunday afternoon. You are going to get along with your neighbors. You're going to know your neighbors. You're going to be able to help your neighbors, because we have gone so far, so far away from what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't perfect, but God, you know, it's like when you look at then and now, it's the difference between heaven and hell.
I know. All right. So, well, before we get too far in here, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Oh, my! Eat it! Get yourself
an egg and beat it! Gentlemen! We are the fattest nation in the world, and you know why? It's because of what we put in our mouths. And you know who makes it responsible? The food service industries. They're constantly putting new garbage out there so that we can just continue to enjoy and just get fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. Yes.
I want my cheese cookies.
You know, maybe they should make... maybe that's the solution. We can't get kids to eat proper food. They should have, like, the food industry make things with, you know, like, new broccoli-flavored Doritos. Get the new broccoli-flavored Doritos in your grocery freezer now. You know, something.
You have to call it Broccoli B. Yeah, again, give it a hip.
Rockabos. Yeah.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, you know, Oreos, Rockabos. There we go. I'm still looking. Man, I didn't realize I had all this stuff on this doggone thing here. I got all kinds of stuff prepared. I just have to make sure I combined it.
Okay.
That's because I was bothering to look up his wrestling
you
results.
Got 6 minutes.
Okay, here we go. All right. Yum, yum. Okay. KLAQ says that bags of hot Cheetos are selling on the internet for as much as $35 because of the hot Cheeto shortage.
That's
Times Now News says that some Uber Eats customers are now able to purchase movie popcorn from participating Regal cinemas. Now, a lot of people buy the overpriced snack for their at-home movie nights, A bucket of popcorn costs $9. You can get 12 packs of instant popcorn, butter, microwave popcorn for $1.
And it'll slick up the inside of your mouth just as well as the stuff.
Thank you very much. A food shortage could occur in the future because of a bait shortage.
What?
WSE says that fishermen are having a hard time getting bait because some bait shops are only getting 20% of their orders.
Mm.
Ooh. Thrillist says that the price of Oscar Mayer hot dogs and Velveeta cheese are expected to rise. Kraft says Velveeta prices will jump by 6.6% beginning in March, while Oscar Mayer bacon prices will jump by 30%. Do you know how much a pound of bacon costs now?
Yeah, it's about $7. $7 a pound. Lobster's cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. Hot dog prices are going to jump by 10%. The price of Kool-Aid and Capri Sun will see a 20% spike. Kraft says that the price increases are due to inflation and supply chain issues. Boom! Okay. Beer and sunshine, I'm sorry. The New York Post says that McDonald's is increasing prices 6% because of inflation. That's cool. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
All right, let me see here. Little Caesar is going to begin selling a Batman-themed pizza later this month. The pizza is shaped like the bat signal and is topped with pepperoni and cheese. It comes with a side of red sauce. Okay. All right, here you go. I got the perfect dessert for you, brother.
Mm.
Mash Magazine says McDonald's is testing a peanut butter flavored McFlurry. Since you were talking about
Don't give it to that guy.
Restaurants in Pasadena are serving the new dessert to see how it sells. Okay. Krispy Kreme donut shops are giving away free donuts this week to people who donate blood to the American Red Cross. So we'll, of course, take your blood and give you diabetes. The Red Cross is experiencing their worst blood shortage in over a decade. To obtain the free donuts, customers just have to show their Red Cross blood donor sticker.
Oh,
my God. Participating McDonald's restaurants have brought back their blueberry pie. CNN says about half of all McDonald's locations are now selling the fruit-filled pies. They were last sold in the United States in 2017.
Wow.
And they should have taken them back. All right, let me see what else we got here. Do you have anything else? Yep, that's it. And that is why we are the fattest nation in the world. Thanks for tuning in.
Weird Al. So you mentioned Batman.
Diarrhea.
So apparently the Batman community is up in arms, up in arms about the fact that the new manifestation of Batman will be very violent, and he's going to be using guns where he's never killed before.
But you see, but here you go. You know, when I was reading comic books as a kid in the 60s, Batman was, he had his Batmobile, he had all these nice little cute gimmicks, and he had Robin.
Yeah.
In 1970, I think 75 or 76, he became the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And that's where it all changed. That's when he became a mercenary rather than a defender of justice.
A vigilante.
Yeah. And now, so it's like, so... And that's one of the problems that I have with the continuing making of movies and revisiting rewriting the history of our comic book heroes. Because like I say, when Superman first came to Earth, it's like, yeah, he was adopted by the Kents, and it's like, and he had to go through school and blah, 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 blah. But he was immortal. He couldn't be hurt by anything but kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's like, and when you bring him back into the 70s and 80s, it's like, it seems like every non-super crook can knock him out.
Yeah, and Batman, he can knock him out cold. Like, yeah, kill him. Yeah.
Batman was supposed to be so brilliant, such a detective that, you know, again, he could outthink any criminal. Mm. And it's like, and now now you got to resort. And here's the reason that they're doing it. You have to resort to just the absolute lowest possible denominator. So let's just go ahead and have him taking guns and blowing people open and, you know, again, lots of blood and guts instead of the thought process that went into subduing a criminal with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I opened up
a Pandora's box on that one. I see
that. You really did, because I am a comic book aficionado and I've read comic books my entire life. And it's like when I watch them change the history of my superheroes, there's a problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, again, like I said, I always used to like that they would find new ways to make Superman exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, when they introduced the bottle of Kandor, you know, which was just a globe that had lots of little people in it from Ergo. Okay. Well, sorry, don't get me started.
All right. Just, anyway. Well, you know, it's not that we have this. We don't have the smartest group of people on the planet. Hey, speaking of smart, they think statistically one of the smartest.
I am so smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
One of the smartest animals on the planet is actually the octopus. But.
But he looked so stupid that.
But there's a new scientific paper that came out that actually has postulated that these octopuses that's actually the right idea, are aliens. Yes, actual aliens that have cryopreserved, they froze themselves as squid and eggs. And arrived on icy bodies about 100 million years ago because their DNA structure, the way they're in everything inside them is completely different from every other living organism on the planet. So there was a paper by Keith Baverstock. He's a medical researcher in the University of Eastern Finland. And I'm sorry, he reviewed the paper. Baverstock stated that... He says he's not saying it's 100% true, but it's very plausible that, yeah, these could very well have come from another planet.
Well, okay. So, you know, we got into this discussion a couple of weeks ago because we just sent that $200
billion. $10 billion. The telescope.
See, and I'm still saying, so what?
Well, okay. But I guess it comes down to this.
So what?
But we're a little speck of dust in this huge universe. So, and here's the other thing. They keep saying, well, the universe is X number of billion light years across. No, it's not. No, because that's only as far as we can see, because light takes X number of minutes to get to where it needs to go. We can't see past it. It's like being in the middle of an ocean and looking out with a little flashlight and going, oh, the ocean is only 40 feet in diameter. That's where my flashlight goes, see? And no, it's much bigger. And there's multiple universes because that's already been theoretically proven true. When they look, so people get to the point where they think,
like I said, I'm still trying to figure out why I should care about this telescope. I'm sorry. Well,
okay. I think it's more of a reminder that, hey guys, yeah, we're not all that in a box of Cheetos.
We just wasted it. Yeah. I sent you something on Facebook. I want you to go look at it real quick.
Facebook? We're running out of time.
So while I'm doing, don't talk. I'm trying to talk about something here. I still, you know, Macaulay Culkin, the kid from Home Alone.
J.D. Slade.
You know, when he was 8 years old, he was doggone cute. Boy, what the hell happened to him? Man, it's like here's a picture of him at 13. He looks like he's stoned and drunk.
Is this an inebriated cat you sent me?
Yeah.
That cat's drinking wine. Oh, now it's trying to find the stairs. Oh, gosh. Okay. So nothing like poisoning a cat. Oh, that's great.
I sent that to you because when I saw that, I thought, oh, my God. It's like, and I can remember actually reaching for a banister like that cat.
Oh, yeah. When your first time. It's like,
what the heck happened to the world? It's all different.
What I sent Dan was a picture of a cat that was licking its paws out of a glass of wine.
Yes.
And the end of result of what happened after enough wine had gotten into that cat as it was trying to go.
It had a depth perception problem and couldn't figure out where the heck it was supposed to be.
Those were the days.
All right, Freddie. I get it. All right, well. That's going to do it for me, and that's going to do it for JD. So,
hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade. Remember, you may be young and not full grown, but you've got problems of your own. Da-da-da-da. Celebrities are people to walk-a-do, walk-a-do, walk-a-do.
Yeah, okay. And remember, Stevie Wonder was ripped off.
And we brought it to you first. It's an exclusive of the Slade and Mason Show.
Slade and Mason Show.
Hey,
hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the weather.
It's cold.
It's 17 degrees and partly sunny here in the bowels of
the heart of Virginia.
Slade and Mason.